You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were laughing on Friday about some stuff, about things that you're scared of as a kid. And you look back as an adult and you're like, what an idiot I was. I was afraid of this as a child. And there's no rational sense to it. Now, I guess in some of these cases, you can say, okay, as an adult, you might still be afraid of them. But we're talking more about the things that only scared you when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until you grew up that you were look back and you're like, oh, my God.
That was stupid.
That was dumb.
I saw this firsthand when we went to a birthday party about a week ago for one of Lila's friends. And at the party, they had one of those face painters there. And all the kids were getting their face painted. They were having the time of their life. They had little unicorns and dragons and stuff all over their face. And one kid would not sit down to get his face painted. Crying, screaming, pulling away from mom, pulling away from the face painter. And I was like, what's up with your kid? And the mom was like, he is completely convinced and completely terrified that anyone who gets their face painted, that that stays on there forever.
Oh.
And the paint will not wash off. And, you know, she's like trying to show him that it's safe and the other kids are doing it. But she's like, he's got it somewhere in his head. He saw it somewhere where somebody got a face. I mean, it might have been a tattoo or something that this kid saw, you know, and he's terrified of face painters. So he can't go have any fun at these little kid birthday parties. This poor kid was crying his eyes out, man. So funny. Did you have anything like that growing up?
I had a couple of them that popped to mind. One of them is really dumb. I was afraid of a song. I was afraid of the song Eleanor Rigby because one of my older sisters told me that she was Eleanor Rigby who died in the church and she was back haunting everybody. Ooh. So she terrified me with that. But the other one that is kind of like the face painting in a way, because it was when I was really little, I was being potty trained, that we had one of those little miniature little toilet things that you potty train kids on.
Sure.
And on the back of the seat there, where you put your back, so what would that be called? The back of the chair.
Yeah.
But, you know, facing forwards was a picture of a lion. And I'm told, I was too young to remember this now, but I'm told that it was the funniest thing in the family because I would not use the potty training chair because I was afraid that the lion would bite me.
Oh, it yeah,
like
bite your little booty.
Bite me right on the butt.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that they had to like cover it up with something because otherwise I was afraid to go near. I was afraid of a lion on a chair.
Uh-huh. A fake
That's
little
how
lion.
Stupid I was as a very little kid.
So he wasn't potty trained until he was like 19. So
yeah. What about you, big talker?
I can think of two, and this might be why I, you know, really hate pools. Not mostly because people urinate in them, but for years and years I was terrified of the pool drain at the bottom of the pool because I thought for sure that if you get too close to it, it would suck you down and hold you down at the bottom of the pool. So I never wanted to get into the pool and stayed away from the drain. And then the second one growing up, you know, is when the original Star Wars movies and stuff were out. And those little Ewoks from Return of the Jedi, who are like the sweetest, most cuddly, cute little creatures from the Star Wars movies. But I was completely terrified of those little Ewoks and their beady eyes and their funny little voices. And I thought for sure they lived in my backyard. And they'd somehow get into the house at night and kill me.
That's
so
great.
Ewoks and pool drains, man.
You
Those
know,
are
as
two
a parent,
biggies.
You can use that to your advantage, right? Like if
Absolutely.
The kid's getting out of bed and I say, you better stay in bed, I'll let the Ewoks out.
You just put a drain, but like just even if it's like the topper for the drain right there on the carpet.
You know, along those lines of the Ewoks, there are an awful lot of people who are listening that may be of a certain generation that can tell you that as a kid, they had the irrational fear of the flying monkeys and the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, those things were terrifying,
not that,
though.
That's along the lines of your Ewoks is, you know, and you look back now and you watch Wizard of Oz and the flying monkeys are kind of funny. But as a kid, you're like,
so creepy. Luann just texted in. She said along the same lines as Jeremy, the opening at the curb for storm drains.
Yeah.
I felt like I would always fall in those and be swept out to the ocean. Yeah,
yes,
I get that.
That
you know?
Makes sense.
Absolutely. You don't know where that thing ends up.
Here's our phone number, and you can either call us or text us. You know we love calls. You know we tend
call
to
call us, yeah.
Give a little extra credit for calls, but if you only want to text, it's the same number. 303-691-1MIX. Lock that number into your phone, 303-691-1649. Let's take one quick call before we go to break.
Let's do it.
We'll start with Becky. Becky, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're fine. We're
doing really well. It's a fun Monday for
We're well-adjusted adults now.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
What were you scared of as a kid, but now you look back, Becky, and you think how ridiculous it was?
Well, as a kid, I was scared to death of grasshoppers. I lived in Oklahoma, and those suckers are big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They would jump up on you and start crawling up your shirt, and I would start screaming. And to this day, if they're, you know, bigger than an inch, I can't deal with it.
You can't
do it. Nope, can't do it.
They'll scratch your eyes right out.
They will. Those
terrifying.
Looking at you. Oh, yeah.
Here's one along the same lines for you. Megan texted in. She said, snails and slugs. Someone told me as a kid they would lay eggs on my skin if they ever touched you. Still terrified to this day of snails and slugs.
That's great.
All right, Becky, that's a good one.
Thank you for the call, Becky.
Bye.
Have a fun day. Thank you for
being on the show.
Rick, you're an adult now, so you know it was stupid, but what terrified you as a kid?
I'm the youngest of four boys, but and I do have both Polaroid pictures to prove. I was afraid of fire trucks.
Fire trucks?
Yeah. My dad was
Because they were so loud?
Well, my dad was a volunteer firefighter in Mexico, and I swear to you, I'd cry and cry because I think they would, like, turn into a live monster. I don't know, man. I would just cry because
yeah,
I wanted
to know.
A picture with the equipment and stuff.
That's pretty darn funny, man.
You know, Jeremy's dad was a fire chief, too, so.
Yeah, I kind of get it, man. Those are big, intimidating trucks.
Yes.
That turn into monsters, apparently. You're funny, Rick.
Rick, thank you for the
call.
See
you, man.
We appreciate you. What's the what's the movie where they turn into cars, turn into creatures?
Like Transformers?
Transformers.
Yeah.
I can see that with fire trucks, I guess. Here comes Mariah. Mariah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, so it might have been a little ridiculous when you were a kid, or ridiculous now, but when you were a kid, what scared the crap out of you?
So my dad was a big fan of the old black and white movies, and when I was really little, he showed me the Vincent Price movie, The Last Man on the Earth, and I was so terrified that if I looked out the windows, if I had to sleep with the blinds closed, if I looked out the blinds, that I would see zombies trying to get into my house. I was
Yeah. Somebody else wrote about zombies. Mort texted in. Mort said, I was convinced for many years that zombies were real and they came out during Halloween. I never went trick-or-treating.
Oh, no.
Sat home all alone.
Mariah, are you all better now?
Yeah, for the most part.
Don't watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah. I had to stop myself.
Yeah.
You are charming. Thank you for calling. Hope you have a fun day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye.
She's so happy. There she goes.
Oh, my God. There's so many texts.
I love this note from Tabitha because it ties in with something, an event we did with the radio station. She says that her dad would dress up as the Easter Bunny for community events. And she was, she was terrified of this giant Easter Bunny, right? Well, we used to, at Mix 100, we used to do an Easter egg hunt every year, you know, community one. Mm-hmm. And one year we had this big life-size Easter Bunny. It had to be 6.5 feet tall. But it had this evil face on it. Do you remember that? It looked...
I don't.
It looked like the Easter Bunny from hell.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was like, And, you know, the idea was that kids would come up and, you know, and chat with the Easter Bunny and get candy and stuff.
No.
But every really little kid was bawling their eyes out.
Get in my basket.
Mix 100 scared the hell out of all of these kids with this giant Easter Bunny.
I don't remember that. I wish I did, darn it.
Here's Dawn. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning.
So what were you irrationally afraid of as a child?
Clowns. So I was saying that my grandfather, I was sitting on the couch with my grandfather, and he falls asleep and snores really, really loud. And right when the clown came out from underneath the bed, he was like, and fell off the couch.
How was he?
Don't make her do it again. No, she did.
All right, Dawn.
Dawn, thank you for the call.
Here's one from Ann. She says, my son was terrified of fire extinguishers when he was small. When he was 10, he finally told me he thought that they started fires. That one's kind of funny. Monique says, along the same lines, terrified of fireworks landing on my head and that I would be fully engulfed in flames. I've been through 40 Fourth of Julys now, and it's never happened.
Right.
And I do like this one real quick from Carson. Terrified of the stairs with the space in between each step. Thought for sure somebody would grab me and pull me through, but I was too fat to fit through, so they'd only pull me halfway through and then eat my legs. Twisted, right?
That's a nice twist on
that's
that
a nice
too.
Twist. Don't eat my legs.
Oh, that's good. From 3799, put your names on your text if you can, please. 3799 says, about the same line as Rick, I was afraid of concrete mixing trucks as a child.
Yeah.
And not sure why.
Because you can get mixed up in that concrete. Next thing you know, you're in a pool.
Oh, my God.
Oh, do we have our breaking news music? Remember you used to play breaking news?
Let me get the breaking news for you, Jeremy.
Mandy texted in. She says, as a kid, I was terrified of the breaking news dramatic song intro. Terrified. And every time that it played, I thought for sure our house was going to get swept away by a tornado. Well, that's just in. Tornado heading right for Mandy's house.
Here, one more time.
No! She's seizing up right now.
Tanya in Arvada, I was scared of dryer lint as a kid.
Yeah, that stuff's terrifying. It gets everywhere.
She says, my a-hole sister was 10 years older than me and used to chase me around with it and say it was going to get me.
Taj wrote in saying Bloody Mary 3 times in a mirror was a death sentence. Did you ever do that? Yeah. Bloody Mary.
I remember people talking about it. We have a handful of people who've all mentioned the same movie. The latest is Sam from Firestone. They've all mentioned the same Star Trek movie. It was Wrath of Khan.
Yep.
None of them remember the name of the movie. They're just like, it was a Star Trek movie. And they took these things and they put them in your ear and they ate their way into your brain. Yeah, that was Wrath of Khan, where they would put those little, they put one in Chekhov's ear.
Ooh.
Did Emily, your mom not let you watch
no,
that
I saw. I replied to one of them. I was like, it was the Wrath of something. Wrath of someone.
Wrath of Khan, yeah.
Emily was terrified of windowsills.
How does that work?
I don't know. Quicksand. We've gotten a lot of quicksands. There's a meme that floats around that says, you know, I thought quicksand would be a bigger problem as I got older.
Right.
You know? But no.
We cannot get to all the calls, so if you've been holding, our apologies. We ran out of time, up against the time on this.
Yeah, so
many. A bunch
many.
Of them were ones that I think are
pretty legit.
Pretty common.
A lot of creepy vans, being pulled into a creepy van. Tina says, helicopters falling out of the sky and hitting my house. I still look up and watch them in case I got to make a run for it as an adult. More quicksand.
Kelly from Thornton, where they eat their dead, agrees with you about pool drains, but she says it's because she saw an episode of Rescue 911 where a lifeguard got caught in the pool drain, and it scared her for years afterwards.
I forgot about that show.
Because
didn't,
of that show.
Shatner hosted that, didn't he? He might have. I don't remember.
Brenda says canopy beds terrified her as a child.
What?
That's really good. Any others that we want to throw in?
There's too many to go through, you guys. Thank you. Wind turbines.
Thank you. Well, I kind of get that.
I kind of get that, too.
Listen, thanks for making us laugh. Thanks for playing around with your boys in the morning.